Joel Rubin is the government affairs director of J Street. J Street calls itself the first political action committee to represent pro-Israel, pro-peace American Jews and their allies, and it supports a two-state solution in the Middle East. Mr. Rubin, J Street is all about presenting an alternative lobby to more right-wing pro-Israel lobbies such as AIPAC. Even your name shows an alternative bent. There's no actual J Street, right, in Washington, just the infamous K Street of lobbyists. What makes you believe and your group believe that a large portion of American Jews supports the idea of a two-state solution?
Well, one of the things that we don't do is compare ourselves to AIPAC, because it is a very distinct animal organizationally. AIPAC is large. It has offices around the country. It's been in existence for 50 years. J Street is attempting to capture the new politics, the online movement. We have 105,000 members on our online membership list, and that number we got in a year's worth of work. There is a significant amount of support. We recently released a poll that showed that 88% of American Jews support strong American involvement to get a two-state solution, and that they support a peace between Israel and the Palestinians. It's something that we in the community have felt for many years, but did not believe that was effectively being communicated to Congress and to the White House, and that's why J Street exists.
Now, Mr. Obama met today with King Abdullah of Jordan. Presumably a two-state solution was one of the things they talked about. You were actually one of several Jewish leaders who met last Friday with King Abdullah. What do you think about his two-state solution proposal? Can you get behind it?
His view that there needs to be a settlement between Israel and the Palestinians, as well as a broader settlement between Israel and the Arab world and the Muslim world, is something that we strongly support. His ability to work within the Arab League, within the Muslim world, to bring that kind of thinking to their discussions and to bring people from those countries who have not yet recognized Israel forward to show that they also support that vision, that's where he can really play a key role.
But with the conservative government of Benjamin Netanyahu now leading Israel, how do you think that's going to affect the dynamic between the U.S. and Israel, with the White House committed to a two-state solution?
This is definitely the question of the moment. President Obama has said that he would work with that government. He has reiterated his commitment to a two-state solution. We believe that there is strong political support in the U.S., and in particular from the Jewish community, as well as the broader community, for that vision. The Prime Minister has also stated an interest in a commitment to peace. We want to see what kinds of tangible, concrete steps are made by both the Israelis and the Palestinians to get there. It's too early to see exactly what will take place, but we certainly stand by what President Obama is saying publicly.
What is your personal stake in a two-state solution?
Me, Joel Rubin, as a
exactly.
Person, I'm a committed person to the survival of Israel. My family, going back to my great-grandfather, has been connected to Israel. We have family there. I've led high school programs there, taught Hebrew school, and believe deeply in the need for a Jewish homeland. I also worked and have worked in Washington for a number of years. I served overseas in the Peace Corps, and I believe in peace. And I don't believe that these two goals are contradictory. I believe that our country, the United States, needs to have a different policy in the Middle East. I believe that J Street is expressing that view, as well as looking for security and safety and long-term survival of the State of Israel. These are things that I personally believe in very strongly.
The Government Affairs Director of J Street, Joel Rubin, thank you very much for your time.